Welcome to Sunday Painter. It's me, Jackson, and I'm here to show you how to make your very own artwork. 3 months ago, in September, I got all blocked up. Now it's New Year's Eve, and my peers are out celebrating while I'm at home finessing the finer details of my new artwork. Tonight's the night that everyone I know is looking for a partner for that New Year's kiss, while I'm looking for a gallery to give that New Year's commish. Since September, I've done a lot of research into the history of conceptual and idea art, and I think I've cracked it. Since starting Sunday Painter, I've made a macaroni collage, taken a chair apart, reenacted my favorite film, painted a thick center, and freed some drafts. This whole time, I've been describing my work as conceptual, but after talking to Sean Kerr, I realized I don't know what conceptual art is. What did Sean say?
Well, conceptual art, the true purist in conceptual art is where they don't actually make anything.
I've been focusing so much on physical outcomes for artworks that I forgot that idea-based art is special because it's the idea that remains. My dude Lawrence Weiner said, "Once you know about a work of mine, you own it. There's no way I can climb inside somebody's head and remove it." That's why this week, I've decided to switch it up a little and show you how to make a non-object work of art. Here's what you'll need. Nothing. This artwork is passive and doesn't require anything more than observation. Step 1. Find a road. A road is a long piece of hard ground, which is built between two places so that people can drive or ride easily from one place to the other. Step 2. Get a comfy chair. I'd also suggest having a beach umbrella so you don't get burnt. Sit your chair at the side of the road. Bring along some snacks. I like those chalky candy sticks. Step 3. Don't tell anyone you're going to be there. New Zealand artist Billy Apple said the difference between an activity and a performance is a performance happens for the public, and an activity is an event the public is informed of after it has occurred. I'm paraphrasing, but that isn't important, because we're not doing an activity or a performance. Generally speaking, both of those forms have outcomes, and we're not looking for outcomes. Step 4. Don't record anything. Like I said before, no outcomes. Shh. Because you'll be sitting by this road for a while, you may end up on Google Street View. But don't worry, they'll blur your face. Step 5. Now, this is the crux of your artwork. Watch the cars pass by until you've seen 10 red cars pass consecutively. The 10 red cars cannot be broken up by a car of another color, or a non-car. For example, a truck or bike, of any color, including red. Remain by the road until 10 consecutive red cars pass. Remain by the road until 10 consecutive red cars pass. Remain by the road until 10 consecutive red cars pass. Remain by the road until 10 consecutive red cars pass. Remain by the road until 10 consecutive red cars pass. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave offering and love and sword. Whoa! 10 consecutive red cars just passed. That only took 5 minutes. Oh man, back to the drawing board.